Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living.
Several scholars who had served on the Jesus Seminar reportedly were killed in an automobile accident and ended up at Heaven's Gate. "Why should we let you in?" inquired Peter. "Well, we served on the Jesus Seminar," replied the men. "Just a minute," says Peter, as he confers with Jesus. After a few minutes, so goes the story, Peter returns and says, "Sorry, no entrance for you. Jesus says you are to go straight to hell." Immediately, the scholars huddle together, much as a football team would do in a game, and then the leader says, "We've conferred together, and our opinion is that Jesus never said that at all." While the story, of course, is a pun on the Jesus Seminar, their conclusions would be completely consistent with what they say about almost everything else that Jesus said. This group of alleged scholars believe that Jesus actually said only about 20% of what the New Testament contains of his words. The rest, they believe, is a fabrication and is not based on the truth. Wow! For centuries, men and women from all walks of life have read the pages of the New Testament and accepted at face value what Jesus said. The Sermon on the Mount, the teaching of our Lord regarding life and death, love and fear, heaven and hell, joy and sorrow, and the hope of eternal life. His words such as, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live," have been quoted by the faithful every Easter around the world from the day Jesus ascended to heaven. Generation after generation, the sick and the dying have held to those words, the words spoken by Jesus in the upper room as the cross loomed on the horizon and he said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." If, of course, Jesus did not say most of what the Gospels record, believers have been on a nostalgia trip for a long time. In that case, the Jesus scholars, using a term rather loosely, are doing us a great favor in freeing us from these misconceptions and misstatements. But if, on the other hand, the gospel is true and the historical record is based on fact, then these men are imposters, false prophets, disreputable scholars, and their research is biased, fraudulent, and totally self-serving. You will read the opinions of scholars saying that the real Jesus was a kind of nomadic eccentric, that when he died, his body was placed forever in the ground, and the resurrection was a kind of mystic appearance which impressed the followers of Jesus. Don't you believe that for a minute. As Professor Gregory Boyd put it, the control beliefs of a scholar determine what kind of Jesus he or she is looking for by defining what kind of Jesus is and is not possible. In other words, the prejudices of those doing the investigation determine what their conclusions will be. Frankly, I'm surprised that the Jesus Seminar has been given the space in print it has received. The sad thing, however, is that some, not knowing the difference between a straight line and a crooked one, wonder if these men are indeed scholars and if they know something we don't know. As Thomas Adams put it, "As in the burning of some wet fuel, we cannot see the fire for the smoke, so the light of the Scriptures is darkened by the vapors of controversy." Friend, you can trust the Word to be God's Word. We invite your comments. Write to us in care of the station to which you're listening right now. Or you can send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines. I'm Harold Saleh.